We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Mem Dalad Amud Aleph, continuing the sugya of Muksa and Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. So to Gemara, we're learning Mem Dalad Amud Beis. Now we're starting from Mem Dalad Amud Aleph on the bottom. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. This is Rav Yehuda Da Amayra, Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Mita Sheyichda Yachta Lamayis. You have a bed that you had an extra bed, and you meyachid it to count money on it. And he said, this bed is going to be my new money-changing bed. That's what I'm using this for. The halach is also a taltla. And the Gemara thinks, just by yichud alone, that makes it into a money bed, and therefore it's also a taltla. And that day you came a taltla bed that was set aside for money is going according to Rav Yehuda Shita, that holds that something that we yachid for Dover Isser, that's a problem to metaltel. Similar to what we had before, like trumpets, that according to Rav Yehuda, you can't metaltel trumpets. Why? Because it's set aside for Dover Isser. And Rav Shimon would hold that really this should be mutter. So he's going according to Rav Yehuda, and he says even a bigger chiddush, that even though you didn't actually put money on it, you just miyachid it, you set it aside as a money-changing bed, then it's also a tatla. Meisir Rav Nachman Yitzchak, we had in our Mishnah, metaltelim ner chadosh, avlo yashon. It says in our Mishnah, you can't be metaltel a yashon, but a ner chadosh, you could be metaltel. You can be metaltel ner chadosh. Now, it sounds like you probably put it aside. Because if not, it should have said, Avaloy hamayuchad lekach, Rashi speaks out. So metalta ner chadosh means even if you set it aside for a ner. So pray to Gemara, ma ner, lahochi avida. A lamp, it's made for that. Still, if it's brand new, it says in our Mishnah, kiloy hiduk boy sharo totala, you can metalta it. Even though this lamp was made, it was made for a lamp. Still, yichad alone is not enough. Mita, lav lahochi avida, mita, that's not made really, it's made for sleeping. Here I was miyachidet, with yichad alone, lakolchkins, become aser. We're for sure talking about a ner in our Mishnah that miyachid, because if it wasn't a miyachid, it should say, aval, in miyachid, it should be aser. Just, adapka yashon's aser. But the chadosh, even with yichad, it sounds like it's mutter, even though you set it aside. And a ner is even made for that. And so, for sure, a bed that's made for that should be mutter l'tatla. Someone says, you're right, it's a mistake. Read it like this. This is Rav's memra. Om Rav Yudom Rav. Mita shiyichta l'mayis. You miyachid the mita for mayis. So, henicha l'mayis, once you put money on it one time, also l'tatla, you can't be metaltla anymore. Even if you took it off before Shabbos, then it's also. And Rashi speaks out, it's better than a ner shel matchis, which Rav Yehuda holds as mutter, because it's not miyas, I typically, because it's miyuchid for ner. He says that wasn't talking about a ner that was miyuchid. He was using a drinking cup for, you know, a drinking metal cup for a ner. And there, it's not miyas, so it's not a problem. But anytime you miyachid something for ner and you used it once, Rav says it's osal tatla. So, mitas yuchtel amoyis, haniyachal amoyis, osal tatla. Lo yaniyachal amoyis, as long as you didn't put on money yet, even though you set it aside for a money changing bed, mutil tatla. You let it be metaltel this bed. Lo yichdel amayis, if you were miyachdet amayis, so it depends. Yes, oleh amayis, if there's money on it on Shabbos, also taltala. Ain't oleh amayis, if there's no money on it right now, mutl taltala. Since you were miyachdet, so it's a bed. So if there's money on it, then you can't metaltala, because you can't metaltala a bed with money on it. But if there's no money on it, then it's mutl taltala. Vuhu shelo yeh lo ben ashmashas, how you lo ben ashmashas. It's only if it's not on it ben ashmashas. But if it's on it, money's on the Bebin HaShmashas, it becomes a basis Ladova Aser. And then since at that time, when Shabbos came in, it was also to move because it had money on it. Therefore, you can't move it the rest of Shabbos, even the money comes off. But if it comes on Shabbos, so then while it's on it, I can't move it. But when it's off, I could move it. And Taisus speaks out that really, I could shake off the money when the money's on it. The only reason I can't do it is it was put down on it Ladas. The case was a guy or a kid put it on Ladas Yisrael, and therefore becomes a basis, and calls man the money is on the bed is also to metaltel at all. I can't even shake off the money. It becomes a basis. That's Taisus Shita, that it actually becomes a basis. He holds his shayach to something on a basis on Shabbos. But once it comes off, it's not a basis. And it's like, Ein muksa l'chati Shabbos. Balak upon him, what comes out is that Rav's saying a bunch of halachas, saying that if it's miyuchid the money and used it before Shabbos, then the thing is a muksa. It's miyuchid the money now, even no money on it, it's a muksa. You were never miyachid for money, so then it's only also if the money on it right now. Or if there's money on it, ben ashmashas. And then it'll become a basis, it'll be also the whole Shabbos, even when the money comes off. Omu ula, masiv. Omu ula, havakasha. Masiv, Rav Eliezer, lezer hakasha. Rav Elazar, is the girsa. There's a Mishnah in Kalim, and it says like this. Mishnah, Masechtas Kalim. Mishnah says, Muchani, Shalah. We're talking about there, a wagon used to carry people. It's called a Shida. And it had the wheels. So it says these wheels, if it does not come over, it's type of wheels that are part of the wagon and doesn't get removed ever, then the halacha is that it's considered part of the wagon. And we'll see what it's negay. But if it's a type of wheel that can be taken on and off, you know, you want to fix the wheel, you can take it on and off, then it's called a separate entity. So mukhni shalah, bizman shi nishmetes, it's all part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Kalim, Mishnah Kalim, that when it's the type of wheel that comes on and off, ein chibur lo, it's not considered part of it. And in a case where it can be kabel tumah, this wagon, so if you touch the wagon and make it tumah, it won't make the wheel tumah, because the wheel is a different thing. Or in a case where it's so big and there's no kabbalah's tumah on the wagon, then the wheel still could be mekabel tumah, because the wheel is a separate entity. That's the first halacha, ein chibur lo. Another halacha, ein nimdad demima. The halacha is, if it's the size of 40 saw, it's not mekabel tumah. So you measure the wagon from the outside. Now, do you include the wheels in the measurement to make it 40 saw? It says, no, einim dadasimah. This is the wheels that could be removed. It's not measured together with the wagon. Another halacha, ein atzelas imah b'alameis. The halacha is, if you sit in a oil, so then it protects you from oil hameis. But if the wheels are a separate entity, so then the wheels are in between the kalim and the mace, the wheels will not block it, because the wheels are not part of the oil. And the ain goyrin oisa b'shabbos b'zman shiyash ala amayis. If you keep money, it had a little base kibble in these wheels, you kept money in the wheels, you can't move the wheels on Shabbos if there's money on it. And Tosha speaks out that if it would be part of the wagon, I would be able to move it. Why? Because then you look at the wagon and the wheel is so insignificant, the whole wagon can't become a buses if I have something on a wheel. Balka ponim, that's what it says in the Mishnah. And that's what's mashma in the Mishnah, that only bizman shiyash ala amayis is it a problem to move the wheel. Ha ein aleha amayis, if there's no money on it. Sharia, you could pull the agala, you could pull the wheels. Apagav davala ben ashmashas, mashma, even though it was on it, ben ashmashas. That's what's mashma. Even if it was there ben ashmashas, as long as they're not there right now, I can move it. I, Rav, just told you that if something's on a bed ben ashmashas, the bed is also the whole entire Shabbos because of the bosses. So why doesn't this wheel become a bosses if it has money on it ben ashmashas? So you see over here that there's no muksa machmas iser by ben ashmashas. There's no muksa that if ben ashmashas it was aser, it doesn't become aser the whole Shabbos. So the more pasha the tarets, it's not shver. I hear Rav Shimon, that Mishnah Maseches Kalim is Rav Shimon, less than Muksa. He doesn't hold on Muksa Machmas Yisrael. He doesn't hold on Migudis Katsoi Ben Ashmashas Muksa for the whole Shabbos. And Rav is going to Rav Yehuda. It's really, he holds a Rav Yehuda. And there's rise a lot of times in Maseches Shabbos already that Rav holds a Rav Yehuda. But we're saying even more, Rav holds a Rav Yehuda, even Gavi Migudis Katsoi. So the Gemara, Hochinam Mestavro. It's also actually Mestavro that Rav Rav Yehuda Sviulei. That Rav holds, like Rav Yehuda Shita, that you say Migudis Katsoi Ben Ashmash is also the whole Shabbos. Why? So just a little introduction for the next memra, that on Shabbos and on Yontif, you're not allowed to be Mishtamash be Ilon. There was a Gzeira that if I'm Mishtamash with Ilon, I use a tree, a Mechovedig thing on Shabbos, I might chop off a branch. So if something's, you're not allowed to use a branch to hang something on it or take something off the branches, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that even though we said that a ner, while it's lit, is muksa on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, it's not muksa. On Yom Tov, it's not muksa, even when it's lit, because there's no iser of muksa on Shabbos on Yom Tov. That's two akdamas. So Rav is a member. Omar Rav. Domar Rav. Menichim, now if I'm going to write that Rav holds a Rav Yehuda regarding Migu de Skatsoi. Domar Rav. Rav says, Menichim ner agari dekel v'Shabbos. You let her leave your lamp on hanging on a tree on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to leave it there. So, if Rav holds a Rav Yehuda, that you say, Migudis Katsoi ben Ashmashas, Asel Chol Yoim, Hainu Deshoni ben Shabbos Yom Tov. That's the difference in Shabbos Yom Tov. Why? Because on Shabbos, you allow someone to hang a lamp on the tree. Why? Inatsuki doesn't take it off on Shabbos, because even if he takes it off, it's muksa. Because since it was lit when Shabbos came in, the whole Shabbos is muksa. But on Yom Tov, it's not muksa. So when it goes out, he'll take it off. And it'll be mishtamash ilon. Therefore, you can't leave it there on a dekel on Yom Tov. Because he's going to use the tree. But on Shabbos, it's muksa. He's not going to take it from the tree. But if you hold that it's no, if you hold like Rav Shimon, Elam's Rav Shimon, it's really Mali Shabbos Mali Yontef. If you hold like Rav Shimon, so then, if you hold like Rav Shimon, so then he might take it off on Shabbos also, because once it goes out, it's not mukhs anymore. So he might be mishtamish it with the Elon on Shabbos. So you can't put it on Shabbos either. So that Rav is machalik and Shabbos and Yontef is a Rav, he holds like Rav Yehuda. And he holds that even after it goes out, it's still mukhs on Shabbos. Mashenk and Yontef, it's not mukhs, therefore you can't leave it on the tree. So Rav holds like Rav Shimon. Break the Gemara, is that true? For Rav, Rav Yehuda, does Rav really hold like Rav Yehuda? But boy, minay the Rav. They asked Rav a shayla. Ma'ol tatule shraga the Chanukasa mekame chabri v'shavasa. There was a certain nation called Chabari, and they were very makbid if you lit candles, either because it was around their Yontif time, or because or a different reason why they didn't want it. And therefore, Chanukah, after the Neres went out, they wanted to bring the Chanukah, the Menorah, inside. But it's Muksa. So they asked Rav, could we bring in, after it goes out, could we bring the Chanukah Neres inside? Because it's dangerous, a Chabari. And Rav said it's Mutter. So what do you see? Rav holds a Rav Shimon, he holds a lot of metal in there after it goes out. And the Gemara, Shasad Chak Shani. Shasad Chak is different. The homily Rav Kana, Rav Ashi, Rav, Hachi, Hilchus, is that the Lachi that I bring it in? Amalu answered, "Kedayu Rav Shimon lismoich alav v'shasad chak." It's kedai to be soimich al Rav Shimon v'shasad chak. There's a lot of songs about this line, and this is where it comes from. Kedayu Rav Shimon lismoich alav v'shasad chak. It's kedai to be soimich al Rav Shimon ben Yechoy v'shasad chak. That here, where you had to, you're worried about the chabarim, you're worried about a little of eva of getting starting up with the goyim. You let her bring in the ner after it goes out because we can soimich al Rav Shimon regarding this halacha. Now, the Gavi Migudus Katzoi, Virgin Shabbos, also all Shabbos, we actually paskin like Rav and Rav Yehuda regarding this thing. There's certain things we paskin Rav Shimon, but look, the Gavi Migudus Katzoi, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. But our Gemara is saying that B'Shasat Chak, he gives a sermon on Rav Shimon.